Baz Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Asiri, the 10th Perek in the Hilchas Yisur B in the Laws of Forbidden Relations, which we spoke about in the previous Parakim, specifically that of Nida, and then that which is very similar, as we've said previously, Yoledis is called a Nida, has similar halachas to that of a Nida. We discuss in this Perek regarding the Tumah of a Yoledis, a woman gave birth, or a Mapeles, a woman who miscarries. Rambam begins Halach Aleph regarding the Tumah of Leida, the Tumah that comes with childbirth, and the qualification of what is actually considered as a child. Rambam says, Kol Yoledis Tumei Kanida. Every woman who gives birth, and this is where it relates into the previous Prakim, although we're discussing here that of forbidden relationships, where does it come up, the laws of Tumah Yoledis, is because a woman who gives birth has the Tumah like a menstruating woman. And Vav Pish Le Rasa Dam, and even if she did not see Dam, because it's possible to have the opening of the uterus without having any dam. So even so, she's going to have the halacha as a nida. And the Torah calls her a nida. And echad ha-yiled is chay or meis, whether she gives birth to a living child or chas shom, a dead child, or afel a nefel, or even if she miscarries, im zachar, if it was a male, so then yishevis lezachar, then she goes and she has the halacha of the laws of yiledis for a boy. And v'im nekeva, if she gives birth to a girl, yishevis l'nekeva will be for that of a girl. Now, v'hu shetigam mitzurase, but this is as long as the form of the child has been completed. Which the Rambam says, v'ein tzuras avola nigmeres l'pachas ma'bram yem, the child's form is never considered finished in its most basic sense, if less than 40 days. Echad azach v'echad nekeva, whether it's a boy or a girl, again, whether it's dead or alive, or miscarriage, it cannot be less than 40 days to be considered the formation of a child to have the halacha of the tumah of yoledis. Says Ram Halacha Beis. V'mapeles b'toich arboam yoyim in the tumah leida. So therefore, if a woman miscarries within 40 days of the conception, there's no tumah of birth. Afilu b'yom arboam, even on day 40. Now, hipilu b'yom arboam b'echad me'achat tashmish. Now, if a woman miscarries 41 days after having had marital intimacy the first time after going to the mikvah, so she has a doubt if she's considered a woman who gave birth. Maybe she be conceived from the first conception after the tefillah. So therefore, it's already after 40 days from conception, and therefore there was some miscarriage over here of Leida, and therefore she's going to have the tumah of Leida, so she's a suffolk Yoledis. But it's only doubtful, we're not sure. So actually, b'teishav lezacha v'lenikevu u'lenida, which means We can't necessarily discern what this actually is, if it was this aborted fetus. First of all, was there even a child over here? Could be it was less than 40 days. And so therefore, then she would actually be a nida. Or maybe it was a boy, which has his own unique halachas. Maybe it was a girl. So essentially, we give the stringencies of, let's say, having given birth to a girl, which then she's tummy the longer time period post-birth, which is 14 days, which is 2 weeks. And we also give the stringency of having given birth to a boy, which gets a little bit complicated, as Rambam can explain at the end of the parak in Halacha Chav Alef, which, let's say if she has a discharge 44 to 47 days in one of those times after having given birth, so that's a suffix if it's dam nida. At the same time, it could be a suffix if it's a ziva. Same thing as by day 62 to 65. In contrast, let's say if she has a discharge from day 40 to 43, then she's going to have a tumah as a nida, even without the added stringency of being that of a having a zachar, because those are anyways a mei nida, which Rambam is always periods of 7-11, 7-11, 7-11. But so it's going to be the stringency of a nekeva and that of a zachar, and which would be specifically in those days, between 44, 47, again, because it was in the nekeva, she's tarp until day 80. And then there's also going to be a stringency of that of a nida, which if she sees within the 40 days, which zach and nekeva wouldn't have any tumah at all, because they'll be made toya, she can be tumah like a nida, because, again, we can't give you made toya of your ledis, because we don't know if it was even the birth at all. So essentially, and the Rambam's going to qualify at the end of the parak, so she didn't have these stringencies of maybe it was a boy she gave birth, maybe it was a girl, and maybe there was no birth at all, maybe she's just a nida. If the form of the person, the child, was very fine, very thin, and it's not so easily recognizable what was the gender of the child, but you could tell that there was a child, but then she has to sit for the tumah of leida of a boy and a girl. This is what's called a developed embryo. So you know that it was a child. It's not also suffix. Maybe it was just dam nid over here and there was no child. No, we know that it was a child. Question is what it was. So then you have to have the stringency of both a boy and a girl. Says Ram Halacha Gimel, Ezehu Shafa Merukum. What's considered a developed embryo? So the Ram goes through the whole formation of conception of a child. Tchilas b'riyasa shelad, in the beginning of the creation of a person in the mother's womb, in the uterus, is gufa kadosh. His body is like a lentil, a small little thing. Shtei einav, his two eyes, like shtei tipei zavuva, like the two drops of a fly, which either means like the eyes of a fly, or some say means like the two discharge drops of a fly. That's how the two eyes are of the fetus. Menachal kazumazu, slightly far at a distance from each other. Shnei chatam of its two nostrils are kashtei tipei zavuv mekerdov in zalzeh. The two nostrils, which are obviously closer than the eyes, are again like these two drops of a fly, either the two eyes of a fly, that are close to each other. Pid pesuch kachot asara, the mouth is open like that of a hare's breath. Vechituch yidayim regalim enloy, and there's no yet discernment and differentiation of hands and feet. Now, if nizbaru tsurasa yasim is it, if the form has been clarified more than this, but vadayin in the nikah ben zachon nikah, but still, you can't recognize in the gender between if it's a male or a female. So in boikin is a b'mayim, you don't check the fetus in water, because water is would go ahead and actually dissolve the whole embryo, and you would never be able to discern it. El b'shemen, rather, what you do is you check it with oil. Shashem mitzachzecha, because actually oil actually makes it shine, and therefore you can actually clear a higher resolution to see. Now, in maybe case, what you do is you bring a wood chip, some type of twig, shereisha chalik, that the edge is smooth, and you move it around in that place of the general area, milma lamata, from top down. If you get stuck in something, which that's obviously the male member, so that's the organ, so you know that it's a male. And if you see that place is like a split barley, how it is in the keva, that's the feminine genitalia, which has that same form, so she's a female, and then you don't have to check because you know what that is. Now, all these developments of these fetuses, of these miscarriages, inus lenyimei tire. We don't give the woman who gave birth to it the days of Tahara, until the child has hair on its head, then it has the halacha of a leda, definitively to give her the yimei Tahara. Halacha dalet. Let's say a woman miscarries a white piece of tissue that comes out of her body. So in the krivanim tzibah etzim, if you tear it and you find inside a bone, as it's made later. So then she has a tumma of childbirth because that was obviously a miscarriage. But let's say hipila shafa moli maim. Let's say she miscarries an embryo full with water, moli dam full with blood, moli ganun full of worms, moli basa full of flesh. So since it's not developed, in the chashas of be concerned that there was a child over here, and therefore there was no leid over here, there's no tumma of leid over here. Now halacha, hey, let's say yitzidayfen. Literally means it comes out of the wall, but it refers to a cesarean section, known as C-section. It's coming out of the abdominal wall. It's not a vaginal birth. So, says Ram, the mother does not have that tumma of birth. She doesn't have the days of tumma or tahara of having childbirth. The pasuk says, the beginning of the says, a woman who is going to conceive and give birth to a male. Now, it's saying, Sazria and then Yolda, which means to say that the leda, the birth has to be in the makom shem ezras, from the same place where she conceives, which is a vaginal source. And if it's not a vaginal birth, there's no halacha of leda. Now, hamakshe, if a woman has difficulty in childbirth, behold the vol derech ha'dayfen, and then she ends up having a cesarean section, harid dama kreishi abod derech harechem, so the blood that is in the travails of childbirth that comes through the uterus, that blood is actually zivus. In other words, she's going to be a zava and tameya. Because although the Torah says that the blood that comes during childbirth is actually does not have halacha of tumaziva, that's only through birth. But we're saying over here that abdominal birth, a cesarean section, is not considered later. So therefore, it does not have the tahara of that dam. So it's going to be considered as zivus, which again, if it's during the days of ziva, or nida, or if it's during the days of nida, it's going to be considered as regular dam nida. But dam yitzederach adayfen. The blood is coming through the abdominal wall, that tummy, that blood intrinsically is tummy. If someone touches the tummy till the evening, because it comes from the source of the uterus, which is where the dam is always tummy. Now, vim lo yatsa dam derech harechem, if the blood does not come through the uterus, harehiisha tar, the woman herself is tar, alpha pisha dam sheyatsam dafne tummy, although the blood that's coming from through the abdominal wall is going to be tummy, like we said, because the source of the uterus is tummy. So, although the woman herself is not tummy, because it's only what touches the blood after it comes out of her body. Obviously, inside the body, the woman is not tummy. But the woman herself is going to be tar. She ain't isha tamei. She gets him out for derech harvasa, because the woman herself, to have the halacha of dam nida, it's only if it comes aflow through the genital area, like the pasuk says, isha she yishkab is isha dava v'gilas harvasa. It has to be that the flow has to be derech erva, which is from the genital area. If not, she does not have the halachic status as a nida or a zava. Now, halacha vav, the Ram continues regarding miscarriage, that of just limbs. Says Ram, nechta chavolad b'me'eha. If let's say the child was dismembered inside her uterus, and the child's coming out now in the miscarriage, limb by limb. So it says around Ben Shiyatzal Seder Avram, whether the child comes out through the order of how the limbs are, meaning how a person is, for example, Shiyatzal Regal, first comes out the feet, then the calf, then the thigh. Or Ben Shiyatzal Shles, I say the weather doesn't come out in the regular order of the structure of the human. In it may lay that Shiyatzal Rubish, she does not have the tum of childbirth, which obviously he or she is miscarrying a child, until the majority of the child comes out. Now, v'miyatzer reisha kul ke'echad, if the whole head comes out all at one, meaning intact, ha'reza kuba, that's already considered as the majority of the child, and that alone would make her the tumah v'leida. Now, v'mloy nechtach, if it's not cut up, v'yatzer gedarke, and the child comes out in a normal manner, mishatitza red padachte, then already when the majority of the forehead comes out, ha'reza kiyalid, that's considered as a regular child, but a whole child coming out, that's already considered the laws of Leda. And if Ava Pisha Nechta Erkech, even if subsequently what happens is something goes wrong in Chazashom childbirth and the child comes out dismembered, even so, since it came out in a normal way, and the head was, once the majority of the head came out, that already was considered as if the child was born. Now, Lacha Zayin, Haitzi Uber Ziyodai Vehechzir, let's say the fetus stuck its hand out and then took it back in, meaning it wasn't ready to be born yet. So even to me, laid him dibrisayfim. So the mother is rabbinically considered have the tumah of childbirth, but therefore the inlo yumei teres, so it doesn't have the leniency of yumei tahara. Actually, it's havald kuli aruba until the child comes out, either all of it or the majority of it. Kamashuano, like we said in the previous halach. Now halach Chesed Ram continues regarding the laws of miscarriage, specifically in deformed states, that of when it's similar to different creatures. Hamapelis kamin behema chayoif. If a woman miscarries something that looks like an animal, a wild animal, bird, that's the form of what this a mass is coming out. If the face of the miscarried fetus has the face like a person, he's evolved. So that's a child. He's going to have the halacha of the tumas leida. Im zacher, if it's a boy, teshub lezacher, he'll have to sit for a boy. Vim nekeva, if it looks like a girl, teshub lekeva, he'll have to sit for a girl. Now, vim ein nekeva zacher nekeva, if you can't differentiate was it male or female, teshub lezacher nekeva. Again, you'll have to have the stringencies of both either a boy or a girl. Now, even though the rest of the body looks like an animal, a wild animal, a bird, as long as the face is the head of a human, you'll have that halacha. Now, if the face doesn't have the form of a human being, even though the rest of the body is a complete human body, the hands and the feet are the hands and the feet of a human being, and you can tell if it's male or female, and of all, it's not a child, and the mother's not going to be later, because the face is the most important, and that seems to indicate that it's not a human being. So, in halacha says, so what is the form of a human being that you're saying that will define what is the status of this miscarriage? Says Ram Shia Metzach, that the forehead, Vagavinin, and the eyebrows, Vainaim, and the eyes, Vasalasa, and the cheeks, Vagabasazokin, and the contours of the jaw, that of where the beard is, it has to be, Katsuras Adam has to be like the form of a human being. Because Avalapeh, in contrast, the mouth, Vasnaim, and the ears, Va'afin, and nose, Apishem, Kashel, Behem, and Bechai, even though those are like the animal or wild animal, again, Harizabot, well, it's going to be child, as long as those other things have the form of a human being. Now, Halacha Yud says Ram Hamapel is Demos Nachash. If someone miscarries a form of like a snake, even to Melech, the mother's going to have a tomb of Leda. Why? Neshagalga ain't of Ogul Kashal Adam, because the roundness of the eyes of a snake is round like that, has the same eyes as that of a person, which the Rabbid disputes this point, but the Ram says the eyes are what's of primary importance. Now, Hamapel is the most Adam Shishla Kunafayim Shalbasa. If someone miscarries a form of a person that has wings of flesh, even to Melech, the mother will have a tomb of Leda. Now let's never be ein achas v'yarech achas. Let's say the child was born, was miscarried, with one eye and one thigh. So imahim, that's how everyone's from this side, it's like a half of a person, and be to me later, the mother's going to have it to much later, because obviously there's the person coming out over here. It's just half that came out. Now, v'mahim be'emtzim, but if it was in the middle, imahim, the mother's going to be tar, shari, zibriya, acheres, to have an eye or a thigh in the middle, that's like some other creature, it's not a human being, which is not created like that, and therefore it's not going to have it to much later. Halacha yiralef. Let's say the child was born with its windpipe clogged up. It wasn't connected. or is missing form from the navel, from the stomach downward, and in other words, vayrei atam, it's just closed over like one big mass, or its skull was just one big mass. Or the face was flat, no form on the face. You don't recognize any face. Or it has two spines and two backs. Or she miscarries a form of a head that doesn't have any contours, doesn't have any form. Or a hand that doesn't have any form. Any such a miscarriage, it's not a child. But let's say she miscarries a hand that has a form of like the fingers, or a form of a foot with its toes all coming out. So we presume that where's this hand or foot? It's coming from a whole child. And then that will combine for the majority of the limbs, which we said when the majority comes out, then she will have the tumma of a leda. Now, Lacha Yud Beis, in the related vein, regarding miscarriage, that of what's known as a sandal. Says the Rambam, sometimes, Yikbe Mishar Hadamim, Shenaitse Mehema Adam. Sometimes it could congeal all the other bloods, which from that the person is formed. It could create a chaticha, a piece, Kamay Lashon Hashar, that's like the tongue of an ox. Beti Kerucha Al Mixes Avol, and that will be wrapped around some of the child. Via Nikri Sandal, that's what's called sandal. Now, it says the sandal only comes together with a regular child. And it's from all the different bloods and everything that are there that there's this other mass, this other entity known as sandal that's wrapped around the child. Now, because it says, if there's just a piece that was formed without a child, any nicker sandal, that wouldn't be considered sandal. And in general, says the majority of fetuses don't have this element known as sandal. But says the Rambam, sometimes a pregnant woman could get an injury on her stomach area, which is by the uterus. The pasir uber, that could cause a deficiency in the embryo. The asik sandal, and it could cause like this element of sandal, which then surrounds itself on the fetus. Now upa'am yishor behekapan, sometimes it will remain with a facial recognition. Sometimes it will actually cause major damage to the fetus, and the child will dry up and change. And the blood will coagulate on this child until it causes such damage to the embryo that they don't even recognize the face. Therefore, says the Rambam, if someone miscarries a baby, and the sandals with it, so avpishin hekapan sandal, although there's no recognition of face to the sandal, so the mother has to sit for the days of tumah for that of a boy and a girl, because shema sandals in the keva. Maybe this sandal was a female, and like we said, it's some other deformed conception that happens with the fetus. Maybe that was a female, so she has to have the stringency of both leda of zach and the keva. Now v'chomer hechmir bo latama by mashon balad. And because we made a stringency regarding to contaminate the woman because of, like, so to speak, a child, although there's no facial recognition here in the sandal, because anyway she has a tumah of lady because the child is coming with it. So with that, they made this sandal like some type of a tumah of a child, which we don't recognize what it is, to have the stringency of both the zachar and the keva. Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam continues regarding that of miscarrying the placenta. Says the Rambam, the thick membrane, which that wraps around the fetus, it's like a flask, like a leather flask, like a goat skin, like something like a container. That inside the child is formed. And it surrounds the fetus. Vesa sandal, and also the sandal is also surrounded with this, if there was a sandal too. Now, is when time of the child to go out of the womb, it tears open the placenta and it goes out. And here in the Kriya Shel Yud, this that we're discussing, this membrane, is what's known as the placenta. The beginning of the placenta's creation is similar to a thread of woof thread. And it's hollow like a trumpet, which has that same form. And it's thick like the craw of chickens, which the craw is where the intestines come out from, and the placenta can't be less, it doesn't have less than that of a hand breath. Now, aloch yadal. So the Rambam is just to define what we're talking about. Now he says, I'm a pelah shilya. So if a woman miscarries, a placenta comes out. So teshul zach in the keba, she has to sit for the tumah of both the stringencies of a boy or a girl. Because as Ram explains, Loisha Shel Yavo, it's not because the placenta is a child, like we said with a sandal, we give it some halacha like a child. Elishain Shel Yavo Levlad, it's very simple. There's no placenta without a child. The placenta is there because there's a child. Now, Hipila Nefel Lachach, Hipila Shel Yatzle, she has a miscarriage of a child, a miscarriage. And then she miscarries a placenta. So Choshen L'Shilya, so we're actually concerned for the placenta. V'hari Kuvlod Achach, it's like there was another child over here. In other words, Ve'enem, we don't say, oh, Zu Shilya Sanefa, what do you mean? This is the placenta of the miscarriage. No. She'in Telnes HaShilya B'Bot Shel Kayama. We make a contingent, we assume that the placenta is there because there was a healthy child. And although we don't see it, we're going to presume that there was a different child, not the miscarriage. So she has to sit as if there were two miscarriages over here. The figure there from Yolda V'Lo Shel Kayama, now in contrast, but let's say she gave birth to a healthy child. The Pila Shilya, and then later on she, so to speak, miscarries, the placenta comes out. Then even after 23 days, Tungas B'Vlad, we make it dependent. We say that's because of the child. In other words, and there, V'Inchash L'Vlad Acha, they were not concerned for another child to have new laws of Tumma and Tara. Shavlad Kara Hashali B'Yatza, no, it's because the child tears open the placenta, goes out, and then later on the placenta comes out. It's only by the Nafel that we don't presume it's from the Nafel, and therefore there we have to concern ourselves with that there was a different child. Let's say Pili Shilya Tchila. Let's say first comes out the placenta. Then she gives birth to a healthy child. You have to be concerned that the placenta was actually a different child. We don't make it dependent on the child that subsequently comes out after it. Like the Rambam explains, it's not normal to have the placenta come out before the child. The child tears it and comes out, and then the placenta comes out. So therefore, if the placenta came out first, you have to suspect that it was a different child that was miscarried, and you have to have its own laws for that, separate from the healthy child. Now, let's say Yatsa Mikzah Shashil Yabalei Marishan. Let's say some of the placenta came out on day one. Umiktsasa Basheni, and then some of the placenta only came out on day two. Then Mainun Lama Yemarishan. So what you do is, you start counting the days of Tumam from day one, because there's even partial placenta doesn't come out without having been a child. And maybe the majority of the child was already dissolved in that little bit. You have to be concerned to start saying whatever the woman touched for Tahara is already coming that day one. But we only give her the days of Tahara to start that count of post 7 or 14 to start counting the days of Tahara, only from day two, Lahachma is a stringency again, because we don't know which day was the miscarriage that the fetus, the majority, came out. Was it day one or day two? So we go stringently on either one for Tumah and for Tahara. Halachat HaZayin. Let's say Pila Demus Behema Chayiv Oif. Let's say she miscarried a form of like an animal, a wild animal, a bird. Veshilya Kishur Bay, and the placenta was tied on. So Ein Chayish L'Vlad. Then we have to be concerned for a child, because obviously the placenta is from this, and this form we already said in the previous halacha is not halacha of a leder. Now, but if it wasn't, the placenta was not tied on to that those miscarried animal forms. Matina L'Chemesh Tevlad. Then we have to give it the stringency of two different children. Why? Because I say, maybe the fetus that was developed was in this placenta, because you see the placenta is not tied onto this, so that might have came out, it might have been dissolved that was in this placenta. So you have to be concerned with the placenta that there was a child there. And maybe you have to be concerned that maybe there was a placenta of this fetuses, which has the form of an animal and a wild animal, that maybe those, that because we it's not tied on, maybe that placenta dissolved, and we said for the placenta you have to be concerned. So therefore you have to be concerned for the concern of, as if there's two different children over here, as if there's two different births, that of the wild animal, which again is not a child, does not have halacha, and won't give you the days of Tara, and also that of this other one, which maybe was a bona fide child, because you see the placenta, and placenta, we presume it's from a regular child. Halacha Yitzayin. Kal Eilu Shechayshin L'Shilya, all these cases where we're concerned for the placenta, that there was a developed fetus over here, that just got dissolved over here. Ein Nislin Yimei Tahar, but we don't give them, although we go stringently for the laws of Tumah, we don't give the woman the days of Tahar, because maybe there was no birth, and maybe there's no Din of Yiladus. And v'chomish pila davash ein abalat, and any woman miscarries something that's not a child, or shafe b'teich abam yoyim, or it was a fetus within 40 days of conception, shadayin le'ning b'tzerazah, the form has not yet been completed. So im yotza yimaydam, if blood comes out with that mass, harizu nida or zava. So then she's a nida or a zava, depending on what time period it is. Because again, it's not leida, it's not dam leida, because it's not a leida. Now im yotza yavish bloydam, and therefore, if let's say this miscarriage within day 40, before day 40, comes out dry without any blood, which is possible for the uterus to open up without any blood, the woman's going to be tar, because since it's not a leida, there's no tuma, and there's no blood coming out to be a nida or a zava. Now, Lach Yitzchaz Ram continues regarding situations of doubt. So, Mishri Yolda Zachon Nekeva Toimim. Someone gives birth to twin boys and girls. So, Teshel in the Nekeva. So, she sits, in other words, she has Alacha of Tumas Leida of giving birth to a girl. And the chiddush in that is, we don't say, oh, we're going to be stringent as if, wait, if you had a boy, you made taras only until, only for 33 days that we made tara. After 40 days, there's no more. No, we go stringently. Anyway, she told me for 14 days like a girl. And then we give her tara all the way to day 80, because she has that tara. We don't say, oh, after 40, you don't have because you had a boy, and then it's already back. No, she has halacha like having given birth to a girl. Now, let's say yelda tumtumay andragonus. Let's say she gave birth to a tumtum, which you can't tell any genders, or andragonus actually has both signs of genders. Teishul zachem mekeva. So here she has to sit for stringently having given birth to a boy or a girl, because, yeah, tumtum and andragonus, we're not clear what the gender is. So, again, you're only going to have tara up until day 40, not after that like a girl. And also, you're going to be tummy for the first 14 days like that of a girl, not like that of a boy, which is only tummy for 7 days. Let's say she gives birth to twins. Echad zacha, one is a boy, definitively. Vashenu tumtum andragonus. The second one, you're not clear because it's tumtum andragonus. So teshul zacha mekeva. Here also you have to sit for zacha nekeva because, again, one is zacha, another one might be nekeva. Let's say one of them is a girl. Vashenu tumtum andragonus. The other one is, again, either tumtum andragonus. Here teshul nekeva bavad. Here, again, you're only going to have the locha of having given birth to a girl. And the reason is, like we said, even if the tumah dragon is nekeva, okay, so it's twin girls, so it's anyway the same halacha. Even if it's a zachar, so that's like we said, if you give birth to a zachar nekeva, anyways, you're going to sit only like for that in the cave, as we said before. And the reason for these halachas is shah tumah dragon is suffocant. Like we said, shem zachar, him shem nekeva, we don't know, are they considered as males or females, and therefore it creates this situation of doubt. Halacha yates, he shuchz the kum muberz v'yodah. Let's say a woman was presumed, we knew that she was pregnant, and she gave birth. We don't know what she gave birth to. Let's say she was walking through the river and she had a miscarriage there in the river. Or she miscarried into a pit. Or she miscarried and then the wild animal grabbed away that aborted fetus. So we presume that she miscarried a regular child, because most women that miscarry, meaning what's coming out, is a full child, didn't go full term. And therefore, vitesh is in the cave. So we don't know, boy or girl. So she has to have the stringency of both boy or girl. Now, avam loyo chuzugum beres v'pil. But let's say we never knew this woman was pregnant, and then one day, voila, she has something, a miscarriage. Something comes out. Veini do mapil, and you don't know what she miscarried. Harizu sveki yeledus. So now we don't even know if she was even the yeledus, because maybe what came out was some form of a wild animal, or we don't know what's coming out. So vitesh lezachol nekevel nida. So she has the stringency of maybe it's a boy, maybe it's a girl, maybe it wasn't even laid at all. And therefore, she's also maybe a nida. Now, Allah Chav, the Rambam continues regarding this situation of doubt regarding the Yemei Tumah and Yemei Tahara of a girl. So, and the Rambam qualifies what we had mentioned in previous halachas. Kamakam Shanem, wherever we say this idea, Teishel Lazach in the Keva, so, okay, because of the doubt, she has to go ahead and have the laws of Leida of a boy and also stringently of that of a girl, Kitzadina, so how's that halacha? So, Rambam explains. He says, Tiasu Labala Arbo Asamir. So, she's forbidden to her husband for 14 days, ki ledes nekeva, which a woman gives birth to a girl, the days of tumah are automatically 2 weeks. Now, shiva rishonim vade. The first 7 days are definitive because whether she was a zachar or nekeva, zachar is 7, nekeva is 14 days. So either way, the first 7 for sure is tumah blade. Now, shiva achren, suffik. The second 7 days, that's already doubt. Maybe it's a girl. So out of that doubt, we have to consider her as tumah to her husband. Now, but the ain nice in law, you may tarry allowed the barm yaim. Now, but we only give birth the days of purity up until 40 days. Kila, this is ugly, giving birth to a girl. Had it been a girl, as giving birth to a boy, had it been a girl, she's tar no matter what dam comes out until day 80. But maybe it's a zachar, so she only gets the tara up until day 40. Now, bimrasa dam achar boam ad shmeinim. Now, if she has blood that's discharged between day 40 post birth up until day 80, ain a dam tar. We cannot presume that to be day tar, which it would be if she had given birth to a girl. Ella sveik dam nida. Rather, it's doubtful if it's considered menstrual blood. Now, it might be dam tar because she might have given birth to a girl, but it's a suffix if it's dam nida. Again, because we're concerned that maybe she had given birth to a boy. Or it's big dam zivas, or maybe it's even dam ziva, which, if let's say she sees this three times, it's considered zava gadaila. If it came during the days of ziva, meaning, for example, let's say she had a blood discharge after day 40, and after the 7 days of nida, she had a discharge again. So that, again, because had it, if she had originally given birth to a boy, that's Savag Dam Zava. But again, it might be Savag Dam Tayar if she gave birth to a girl. But there wouldn't be any Savag of Dam Nida, because even if she had given birth to a boy, she's already in the period now of days of Ziva. So this is, again, not sure if it's, it might be either Dam Nida, might be either Dam Zava, if it's during the days of Ziva. Kamesh Brown, like we explained previously in Perek Zayin in Halacha Hey, again, based on the cycle 7, 11, 7, 11, it all goes during cycles, which starts off again after birth, nida zava, and so on and so forth. Now, so too, let's say she had a discharge of blood on day 81, bovat. Now, that's the girsa in all the prints, the word bovat. However, it seems to be that that girsa is incorrect, because even if she gave birth to a boy, she'd be definitively, if it was only bovat, the first time was on day 81, would be definitively as a nida, because why saying suffix nida? Because maybe she gave birth to a girl, even if it was a boy. But the Rambam said himself in Perek Vav Halacha Vav that you start all over again. So you start all over no matter what, boy or girl, and the 81 for sure would be. And the Rambam saying over here is this fake nida. So it seems like that actually that it's a scribal error, Tar Sefer, and to erase the word Balvad, and actually belongs in the next halacha, in Halacha Chaf Aleph. And this halacha that we're discussing over here in Halacha Chav is a continuation of what we mentioned before in a situation where she already saw one time after day 40. Then she sees again, not bovat, again on day 81. The Rambam is coming to tell us that even though she already saw once before, according to the calculation of the cycle, day 81 would be during the days of Ziva, still, meaning had it been a boy, which we already started being concerned for after day 40, still it would be suffix nida. As the Rambam himself says, that because Hariza Sveik nida, why? But Teshav Shiva is a main nida, therefore, unlike that of if it during the days of Ziva, you only have to sit for one day. Here, Vitesha Shivas, you may need, you have to sit, which for Nida, automatically, even every one drop, you have to sit for 7 days of menstruation. It could, Shem and the Keva Yalda, because maybe she gave birth to a girl. Again, because it was born, it was a boy, she wouldn't be in Nida, it would be during the days of Ziva, and she would only have to keep Shemer Shem Kenega Jem. But maybe she gave birth to a girl, she in Leves is Nida, Sadacha Malais, where she doesn't have the Nida cycle until after she finishes the days of Tahara, Kamesh Bran, like we explained in Perek Zayin over there, where the birth stops the counting and you start all over the cycle of Nida. So maybe she gave birth to a girl, and therefore whatever she saw after day 40 before day 80 was Dam Tahara, and then she's starting off right now again, Nida, and it wouldn't be Zava. So again, this would be the suffix of Nida, again, because these are cases, situations where you have to be Teshul Azachul Nekeva, and therefore you run into those types of situations of doubt. Now, Halacha Falav, Kamakam Shanema, wherever we say Teshul Azachul Nekeva Ulanida, that not only you have to be concerned that we don't know is a boy or girl, but we don't even know if it was a lady at all, and never you have to be concerned that maybe she is a Nida. So, Ketzadina, how does that Halacha work out? So, it's around like this. Tiasula Bala Abbasayim. So, automatically, the first 14 days after this miscarriage, she has 14 days that she's been to her husband. Kieledis Nekeva. Like that, like a woman who gave birth to a girl, because maybe what she miscarried was a girl. Now, if she went and she saw Dam on day 81, so it seems that this is where the word Balvad belongs, which was put into Halacha Chaf, which really belongs over here. And that's the Rambam saying, Hariz is fake Nida. Now, why is she only a suffix Nida, not a definite Nida? Because could be that she didn't give birth to anything at all. And that means to say that the Dam Nida that she saw before day 81, according to the calculation of the cycle, day 81 would come out to be on the Tkufa of the Ziva. Because if you do 4 times 18, which every cycle of 7-11 is 18, that comes out to be 72 days. After that, you have the 7 days of Nida. Comes out to be 79. And after the 79 is when you start the period of Ziva. So now in day 81 would actually be, you would only have to keep one day, like a Zava Ketana. So that's what we're saying, but no, Hareza Sveik Nida. But that's what I'm saying, but she's a doubtful Nida, but maybe, and maybe not a Nida, maybe only Zava Ketana, would you only have to be Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, because maybe she does not have Allah as Yeledes at all. Rather, she was a Nida. Comes out that she's in the days of Ziva, according to the cycle of what would be on day 81. So again, that's because we're concerned that maybe it was a girl, you have this suffix of Nida. And v'chem rasa b'yom arba b'shevim. So too, if she saw on day 74, and then the b'yomecha d'shemayim, and then day 81. Harizas v'ik nida. Again, you have a doubt if she's a nida. In other words, we don't say that, wait a second, on day 74, she started the days of nidas, which finished on day 80, so on day 81, starting the meziva, and then she has the lacha shemezim k'neged yom. No, you have a suvik nida, because maybe she gave birth to a girl, and whatever happened before day 80 was the yadam tayr. So again, that would be the beginning of nida. Maybe not. Maybe yes. And so you see, you have to be concerned for nida and for a zava, and for that of a having given birth to a girl, which that would be nida in contrast if, let's say, she had been a nida originally because she didn't give birth to anything, she'd actually be a zava. And v'chem rasa b'yemechel v'arbam. So too, let's say she had a discharge on day 41. So afa pisha rasa b'yemarba v'shleishim. So even though she saw already previously on day 34, hariz a sveik nida. So she has a halacha of a doubtful nida because, and this is where the other variable is introduced, maybe she gave birth to a boy. And that means on day 34 was during the days of Tahara of a boy. So it comes to day 41 is the beginning of Nida. And that is, we don't say, wait a second, no. She's already after the 7 days because we already saw 34. And now she's during the days of Ziva. She only have to be Shemeres Yan. No. Vasula Balat Leish Maina Va'arbam. So she's been to her husband until the night after, until night of the 48th day. Kila Dezacha. Like if someone, because we don't know, like a woman who gave birth to a boy. Now, the endlessly made tar klal, and the truth is, we don't give her any days of tar at all. Which manushach, even if it's a boy or girl, you'll have some overlap between day 14 and day 40 that you have. No, here you won't kanida, because again, she didn't give birth at all, and maybe what she had originally was just menstrual blood. Vari kamish layad, and she's like a woman who never gave birth. Now, b'choldam shatir miyim shepila ad shmeinim yoyim, any blood that she discharges from the day of this miscarriage until 80 days. So in Bob Nidas, if it comes during the days of her Nida, which again is all the cycle of 18 days, and we don't know, because maybe we never interrupted, maybe there's never birth over here. Sorry, it's a fake Nida. So she's a doubtful Nida. After the 7 days from the day that she miscarried, because during the first 7 days after child, or whatever this was, she's definitely Tameh, either as a Yeledis or a Nida. But anything after that, if it's on the days of a Nida, she's a Savig Nida. Then Bob and Mezivasa come to the days of a Ziva, again, according to the calculation of 7-11, Harezus fake Zava. So then she's a doubtful Zava. Shekol Yimei Malais in Ben Vesis, because all the days of her post-birth, which might have been a birth, so in Ben Vesis, she doesn't have a set cycle. So it's only a Suffolk Zava. She's day 81. She's still ruined, but Tia Sveik Nida, and she's a doubtful Nida, like we explained on Halacha Chavtes, because maybe there was no birth at all, maybe only Nidas, and therefore on day 81, it could be Meziva, and she Mishmeres Yam until maybe one day, or maybe not, maybe she gave birth to a girl, let's say, and now she's originally now starting off as a Nida. And Afa Pishalei Rasa Eliyam Echad, even though she only saw for one day, now, however, if she sets her period, which is a woman gets what's called a ves kavua when you see three times in a row on the same day, on the same time interval, achar shemayim, when it's already after day 80, which already passed all the variables, which zach and the keva, whatever it was, and then you have a set period three times in a row, then yasakul, then her ruin of not knowing where she's holding will be removed. But tafs liyas nida badas, and then she'll go back to the state of being a definitive nida if she sees within 7 days after the set period, or a definitive zava, when she sees after the 7 days of Nida, until the 18 days, which is those 11 days, she sees during that three times, then she'll become, she'll have a set cycle of knowing what she is. So too, from the day that she miscarried until 7 days after that, then also she's definitively as a Nida. Again, she has definitive Tumah, either because as Yoledes or Nida, as we mentioned before. If the miscarriage was during the days of a Nida, which again, like we explained in Halacha Chav, which during those days, then you know for sure that she's a Nida, again, either because that of Yoledes or like that of a Nida, again, because in contrast to Meziva, then we have that other variable that maybe it's not definitively, maybe it was during Ziva, which was only Shemeres Yom. But if it's during the days of Nida, and then those first 7 days also has a definitive tumah of that of Nida.